scripture reading right now.
Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, I, a prisoner for your serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your call. For you may have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for others' faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and one Father, who is over all and in all, and living through all.
Joshua 1:8-9. Study this book and instruct him continually. Meditate it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Now, Pastor Joseph Mitchell of New Hope, Missionary Baptist Church.
Good evening. It's an honor to be with you, graduates of DeKalb High School 2012. And I myself am a barber. I still bleed orange and black. Having graduated from DeKalb High School in 1912. I'll be reading from a well-known passage of the Bible, John 6, verses 5 through 13. In the New International Version, you find these words. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked us only to test him, for he already knew he had in his mind what to do. Philip answered him, eight months' wages would not be enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will this go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to them who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves that was left over by those who had eaten. For exactly 6 minutes, I want to share a thought with you or a thing. Blessed to be a blessing. You have been blessed to be a blessing. This scripture in the Bible is one of my favorites, because of the miracle that Jesus does here by feeding at least 5,000 with this little bit of food. I also find it interesting because I have 3 children at home, and I know that this amount of food does not go very far in my house. But because who Jesus is, he can stretch it so much farther. And I say at least 5,000 men because it does not include women and children. In the Jewish style of writing, men and fathers were honored, and women and children were often not mentioned. So you best believe that there's a gathering where Jesus is, if there's 5,000 men, there was more women than there were men there. This story is one of 2 that are only found in all 4 of the gospel writers. John is the only one that mentions a boy in the passage. And I believe that's relevant for you today, graduates of 2012. In the story, Jesus sends the disciples out to feed the people, and they weren't confident in their abilities and doubted that they could feed this great multitude. But yet, they spotted this young boy with 2 filet of fish sandwiches from McDonald's. This young boy realized that Christ could do
so much more with those sandwiches than he could. So he gave them to Jesus. The text tells us that Jesus gave thanks for the sandwiches and distributed them amongst the crowd. Everyone got something to eat, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers collected. Gladys, I want you to know that you may not like leftovers now, but after a few weeks on a college campus, you will learn to love leftovers. On June 7th, you will graduate with your high school diploma. You have worked hard. You have studied hard. And it's my prayer that all of you will receive more education. You will need more education, given the environment that we all live in today. While you have earned your education, I want you to know that your education is a blessing from God. The Bible teaches us that all good and perfect gifts come from Him. And your education is a good thing. You may be asking yourself, well, how do I give it back to the Lord? God is not physically here for me to give it to Him like the boy in the story. You give it back to the Lord by using it to improve someone else's life. There are elementary, middle school, high school students who would be blessed to have you pour back into their lives. There's someone who's struggling with math right now who would be blessed to have you pour back into their lives. There's an adult struggling right now with completing GED who would be blessed to have you pour into their lives. There's an elementary school student who is struggling with nouns and verbs and would be blessed to have you help them out. The world believes that happiness comes from wealth and from money. And that may be true, but I know plenty of wealthy people who are unhappy. But I want you to know that joy comes from serving the Lord. Happiness is temporary, but joy is eternal. And you will get joy by serving the Lord. Over 5,000 people were blessed in this story because a young man was willing to give his fillet of fish sandwiches to the Lord. 2012 graduates, use your blessing of an education at all levels to be a blessing to someone else. May God keep you.
Now there's a choir piece by DeKalb Choir, high school choir.
We have a combination of the DeKalb High School Varsity Choir and DeKalb High School Acapella Ensemble and Singer, which is just one piece tonight. The piece they're going to sing is called Freedom is Coming, and it is a South African freedom song that parallels the freedom that Christ brings to our spiritual lives as well as what freedom brings to the prisoners or, we say, bonded people of South Africa, and also, in a way, freedom that the high school seniors will soon experience. So,
Oh, my God.
closing prayer by Pastor Eric Massey of Glad Tidings Church.
So if you're dignified, Mother, saying you could actually stop that. He does wonderful, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I have the opportunity to say a closing prayer. I'd like to, seniors, there's a hundred in this day. I'm going to close this and I'm going to pray a blessing over you, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this unique opportunity we had to come to worship you and to honor these graduates, Lord. The time and talent and effort that you've given them, that they have done in honor and glory to you, and also just for these wonderful things, the time and effort they've put into the schooling, Lord. And as they move forward in their future, God, their future endeavors, whatever that may be, wherever that may take them, let them do it with all their strength, with all their might, with all their power, and in honor and glory to you. That's why we're here, Lord. We are made to worship. I thank you for the families that are representing God, the families and the friends and just the camaraderie that is here. I thank you for the godly heritage that you've given to each and every one of these kids and students, Lord, and as they move forward in what you have destined them to do, let them accept that destiny and take it even further than they could ever think, imagine, and know. We ask you to bless the ceremony on the 7th. Let everything not only run smoothly, Lord, but let it be something that the children community, the joint venture that we have here at Cal High School. I thank you for the teachers and staff, Lord. Let them have an enjoyable end of the year and the summer, guys. And let the students have a good and productive summer. Protect them and make them ready for the next endeavor that they have. We thank you for all of these things. We thank you for the time that we had tonight. It's all for you. In your name, amen.
Pastor Ray Krueger, benediction.
How are we saying I'm going to qualify to receive the blessing of the Lord? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord is for us. He's ever for us. He's ever behind us to encourage us. He's ever above us to watch over us. He's ever beside us to befriend us. He's before us to lead us in the way that we should go. And he is in us that we may reflect his character of love, of forgiveness, and of service to one another. Go in his peace that surpasses all human understanding. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And I want to introduce someone here, Karen, my friend. How do you feel about today, Karen? Okay, goodbye, everybody.